There's breaking news from the prosecution of some United Auto Workers leaders. Prosecutors on Thursday charged the former UAW president, Gary Jones, with corruption, alleging that he conspired with others at the union to embezzle more than $1 million. The federal government has been inching toward Gary Jones for months after an embarrassing public search of his Detroit area home and a series of guilty pleas from some other union officials in a sweeping investigation. Prosecutors have painted a picture of UAW leaders living the high life. Here with us now with more is Detroit News Business columnist Daniel House. Daniel, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Were these charges against Gary Jones a foregone conclusion?
Oh, I think pretty much. I mean, there's been a paper trail for months now with charges against the lesser officials, several of whom worked very closely with him throughout his career, particularly in the last 10 years or so. And Gary Jones, who we identified as UAW Official A, played a key role in a lot of these schemes. And in fact, I think in one or two places, they called him a mastermind. He was formerly, back in the day, was the chief accountant of the UAW in an earlier tour that he did in Detroit before he went back out to the Midwest, in Missouri specifically. I think we expected a lot of these things. We didn't know what the exact charges were going to be. I think for those of us that are familiar with the narrative, we didn't feel like there was a lot new in the charges. They just finally used his name. They also charged him with evading income taxes. So a lot of the cash that he would pocket or the UAW member money that he would use to rent villas and buy cigars and booze and specially made golf clubs, all that stuff is considered income by the IRS, and therefore he was charged with evading taxes.
Could you just remind us who's in charge of the UAW right now and what they're saying about this?
The current president is a guy by the name of Rory Gamble. He, for a brief time, was head of the and vice president and headed the Ford department of the UAW. And prior to that, had been a regional director in Southeast Michigan for, oh, I forget, 10 years maybe. Well-respected, I think well-liked. We at the Detroit News have reported that the federal government is also conducting an investigation of him on certain potential issues. That has not been concluded, and our understanding is no decisions have been made in terms of whether anything's going to happen or not happen. The UAW says that's not really happening, but we understand that it is. So he's in charge, and Rory, I think, is very open about the situation. I've had an interview with him, talked with him several times, and he's not been shy about saying, I'm trying to save my union. And the other thing that he's very concerned about is a federal takeover of the UAW, similar to what the government did more than 30 years ago to the Teamsters. We asked at a press conference today, several of us asked the U.S. Attorney, Matthew Schneider, about that. And let's just say he said we're not taking that off the table.
Yeah.
But he also did point to the Teamsters oversight, federal oversight, and actually a story that had been in the Detroit News just a week or two ago, quoting President Jim Hoffa, saying that a lot of it was good at the end of the day, and it brought more direct democracy to the union and more accountability.
Daniel, that takeover, what would that look like in terms of the lived experience of union workers?
Well, I think it's more of a question, as I understand it, had more of a question to do with the leadership. In the case of the Teamsters, is about my understanding of how that unwound, there was a whole layer of leadership that was broomed out, forced to resign. Now, understand, when we talked with the U.S. attorney about that, he pointed out, and I asked him if that would be a possibility with the UAW, and he said, look, the circumstances are different. What's happening with the UAW are allegations and charges and convictions of corruption within the leadership. As opposed to, I think, the Teamsters, there was more of an influence of organized crime and other kinds of issues. So they're not really that analogous. In terms of the membership, there's already been a push, and we've reported on this, to invoke what's called Article 30 of the Constitution, and this gets really wonky, but that would force a special convention or constitutional convention in which they could bring up the issue of moving to direct elections. they don't have direct elections of top officers in the UAW. They elect delegates by plants and regions. So you elect somebody to vote for you, essentially.
Daniel, I'm so sorry. We do have to wrap this up, but it seems likely a whole new chapter has the potential to open up for the UAW next. Thanks for joining us to talk about it.
You bet.
Daniel House with the Detroit News.